Rockies and the Phillies Saturday night. John Gray has not fared well against the Phillies in his career, but boy, did he get some run support. We pick it up bottom one.
0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a hot shot up the middle, a base hit. Hernandez dove for it, couldn't get it. One run will score. Two runs are going to score. Throw into second. We'll hold Parra at first. A two-run single. The Rockies have an early 2-0 lead, and still nobody out here in the bottom of the first. 2-0. And this one is pounded into right, a base hit. Moreika with a single. Nava comes up fire into the plate. They're trying to score Cargo. He slides head first safely under the tag of Alfaro. And it's 5-0 Colorado. Rivera deals, and the pitch is blasted to left. Way back, and that's gone. 10th homer for Pat Moreika. Two-run shot. That'll be the last pitch for Nick Pivetta tonight. Rockies now lead it 8-0. As Pivetta has a rough go tonight here in the Mile High City. Broncos at third, Alfaro at second, Hernandez at first. Two outs. And the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a liner, caught by Reynolds, diving to his right. He's got it. And the side is retired. Hard hit, but that is out number three. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That ball down to the dirt. Lucroy will pick it up. Franco doesn't run to first.
But he asked me first, said please. I didn't have to ask him, so I gave him the ball, signed it, and he had the ball with him today that I'd autograph.
2-2 pitch called, third strike.
Rockies build a huge early lead as they cruise to the 8-5 win. John Gray, 7 innings of one-run ball. He had a 6.75 ERA in 2 career starts against the Phillies heading into this one. Cesar Hernandez extends his hitting streak to 10 games in the losing cause. Even though the Phillies scored the final 5 runs of Saturday night's game, an early 8-0 deficit proved too much to overcome as the Phillies fell to the Rockies at Coors Field 8-5. Here is Phillies skipper Pete Maketin.
You know, Denver, anything can go. When we got back in it, you never know what's going to happen. Pivetta not so good. Threw too many pitches in that first inning. That's why I took him out after that. 65 pitches or whatever he threw, but Nava swung the bat well. We had opportunities with bases loaded. We had opportunities to scratch and claw a couple more runs, which would have made it a whole different ball game, especially here in Denver, the way the balls fall in and the ball carries. But to me, the highlight of the night was Leiter. What a performance by a relief pitcher. 9 strikeouts, what, 4 1/3, was it? He put on a clinic on how to pitch. Threw all his pitches for strikes, threw strikes with all his secondary pitches, and he's got quite a few of them. And he made a lot of good hitters look bad tonight. Can't say enough about his performance.
Bet you guys might have hit the ball harder than the Rockies tonight.
We did. We had, like I said, we had opportunities to score. We just couldn't get that. Leadoff triple by Nava, we couldn't get him in. You know, just putting the ball in play. Little things like that add up, especially late in the game with a 3-run dinger. You guys have been in Denver long enough to see all that.
Reynolds made that catch.
Yeah, Freddie hit that ball real hard too. Reynolds made that nice catch. That could have led to something. So things just didn't go our way tonight. We just couldn't get those, those scratch and claw, those few extra runs.
Do you think Mark has shown that he belongs somewhere on a big league staff? I don't know what role would be.
Well, he's had good outings for us in the past. You know, like everyone, he's a rookie. He's getting his feet wet, but he pitched like a 10-year veteran tonight. I mean, he put on a clinic for every pitcher in baseball. I mean, it was really, really a lot of fun to watch.
Pivetta, could you reach a point where it's tough to keep going to him every fifth day, or just because of his potential that you have to see it through?
No, because of his potential, we gotta let him pitch. You know, he's got a good arm. He's got good stuff. Our last 3 starts. By starters, they seem to get off slow at the beginning. They seem to have a hard time throwing strikes. I talked to McCoor about it, and we don't know what the issue is, but partially it's Denver, I think. Guys, especially rookies, they hear so much about Denver and how hard it is to pitch here. I think that gets in their head. Perhaps that was part of it.
The Phillies look to bounce back on Sunday behind Aaron Nola. He'll be opposed by Jeff Hoffman.